Hello. Hello, this is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you. First question, if you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
47.
47, okay.
Mm-hmm.
1947, thank you. When it comes to your race, do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, Indian-American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Pacific Islander?
Black.
Thank you. Next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Do you consider to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not average.
Okay. That will be not a strong?
Dude, I'm strong. I'm strong enough. I wouldn't vote for a Republican.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A master.
Master's degree? Thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
In regards to what?
Everything. Either economy, violence, poverty, politics, security.
I'm to a degree, but I'm happy with the way the country is going. I think Biden is doing a good job with what he has to work with.
Okay. So that means that you are either very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied. Those are the options.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve of it.
Is strongly or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve of it.
Okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you ain't never heard of the person or group, please tell me. Fanny Willis.
What's good? A 10 is good?
Yeah, a 10 yeah. Means that you feel very warm and favorable. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5
guess,
means that you feel neutral.
I give her a 10. She's doing a good job.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
A 10.
What about Democrats in Congress?
A 10.
What about Brian Kemp?
6,
okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
10.
What about Colonel West?
Who?
Cornel West.
What do we have? Who is Cornel West? You talking about that guy tried to sing?
You have to grade him or rate him based on the knowledge that you have. I cannot give you information.
I don't know anything about
okay.
Congress.
That's fine. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on the issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
About an 8.
8? Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means black community has no power at all, and 10 means that black community has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
About an 8.
8. Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
Somewhat more, thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, 5 means that the chances are 50-50, and 10 means that you will definitely vote.
10,
thank you. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I feel a great deal. I care a great deal about who's elected.
Thank you so much. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Colonel West, another third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I will vote for Joe Biden. I will vote for Dog over what's that guy named? Donald Skunk.
Okay, thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, worse, stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Stayed about the same. I don't want so much. I'm in pretty good shape.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community, or 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Crime and violence, 0 to 10.
6.
What was that, ma'am?
I said 6.
6, okay, thank you. I apologize, I didn't hear you. What about environmental justice?
8.
8. What about gun control?
10.
What about criminal justice reform?
Criminal justice reform, 5 or 6, 8.
8. What about inflation or cost of living?
6.
6, thank you. What about voting rights?
5 or 8.
Thank you very much. Next question. I'm going to read to you another list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Crime and violence, 0 to 10.
Say 7.
7. What about environmental justice?
Say about 7.
What about gun control?
Probably 8.
What about criminal justice reform?
About 8.
What about inflation or cost of living?
7.
What about voting rights?
I was about 8.
Thank you. Next question. Just so you know, we're almost done. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your lives a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. First one. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possessions and urged governors to do the same. Does that impact you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
What about that infrastructure investment and jobs? Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate leak pipes.
Not that much.
Thank you. What about the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments?
I guess that affects me a little.
That will be a fair amount?
Yes, a fair amount.
Thank you very much. Once again, we're almost done. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024, and 0 means it is not convincing reason at all to vote in November. Black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for our future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. President Biden administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, 5 means that the chances are 50-50, and 10 means that you will definitely vote. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, but you care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
24. So much. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Colonel West, or another third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I will vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Secretary of State. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
Okay. What about local board of election?
A fair amount.
What about People's Agenda?
About what?
People's Agenda.
People's Agenda.
Yep, that's an organization.
I've never heard of that organization.
Okay. What about Fair Fight?
Who? Fair what?
Fair Fight.
I think I heard of it, but I don't know that much about that.
Okay, so either you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. That's an answer as well. What about Fair Count?
What is Fair Count? I don't know what that is.
Okay, what about New Georgia Project?
Who is that?
New Georgia Project.
I don't know. I don't know about no New Georgia Project, man.
What about Black Voters Matter?
I guess they okay. They good.
So you say you trust them either a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
Okay. What about Pro Georgia?
Who?
Pro Georgia.
I don't even know who they are.
Okay. Thank you. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate. A moderate liberal.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $150,
okay. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.